Waking up, you beautiful souls, this morning. Snow FM, breakfast, Simo and Jordan. 5 minutes past 6 o'clock in the morning.
Good morning, Simo. How are you on this fine day?
I am probably living the same life that most will be this morning. Had to deal with that windscreen situation, which obviously pops up for me.
Have you bought an ice scraper yet?
I haven't. That's on the list today because the last couple of mornings, disastrously icy. So, and layer up as well. I'm wearing your track pants before your jeans. Jeans just won't do. Got to layer the bottoms as well as the tops.
I mean, I'm brave. I've just got jeans, but, you know.
Look out.
You know.
You're ready.
Obviously, I'm just braver.
You're just ready.
Just going to leave that there.
Willing and able to have less than one layer on.
Yes, when
at
we
any time.
Yes, I mean it's not like our job is particularly strenuous, let's say.
And what's on the list for this morning, Jordan?
So we talked about Harry Potter books that are worth a fortune nowadays. Then we talked about Disney VHSs that are worth a fortune these days. And it's just been revealed a brand new toy, which maybe you had, is worth a fortune these days.
What did I have?
We'll have to wait and find out.
The toys I had were coal. There's something in Brooklyn in the summer, but slightly far from it this morning. -2 currently. It is Snow FM breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, did you ever play with Cabbage Patch dolls?
I can't say that I did, Jordan.
Back in the day. We should ask Omar. We'll
we
do that.
Should,
I'll,
yeah,
I'll
yeah.
make a note of that and we'll
check
ask that later.
Check with her later.
Check with her later. Your hair looks a bit like a Cabbage Patch doll this morning.
Why, thank you.
Well, if you do play, I used to play with some of them and still have them upstairs in the attic, it could be worth a bit of money.
Okay.
So a recent Cabbage Patch doll from 1985, the doll called Teresa Ann, recently sold on eBay for $2,000.
Old mate Teresa, hey?
Yeah.
High roller.
$2,000.
She's worth a bit.
It had the signature of the creator Xavier Roberts on her bottom. I don't know why he signed there, but...
wait, what?
The doll, they all have the signature of the creator, and this one he had signed on her bum.
Well, if you're going to put it anywhere, put this. Is that technically a tramp stamp, or that's technically a cabbage stamp?
We've got very quickly to discussing this very quickly this morning.
Yeah.
But then they're not all quite worth $2,000, unfortunately.
Right.
So others are worth, they're normally going for sort of just under $1,000, a couple are going for about $800.
So what's...
But for something that cost about $30 in the shops.
Yeah.
It's not a bad profit.
It's a marketable improvement. So how do they get themselves to be worth more?
You just have to hope that it's one of the old ones, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Sort of the older the better, and provided it's in good condition and has a signature on her bum.
And so what was the most expensive one's name?
$2,000. Teresa Ann.
Right, so she's the high roller.
Yeah. Take my money.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Well, I'm in need.
I saw you frantically typing stuff into the keyboard over there. Now I realise what you've done. I like it, though.
dear. Old mate Teresa, hey? The richest high-rolling Cabbage Patch doll.
$2,000.
A lot. Is Simo and Jordan for Snow FM breakfast. It is all thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan.
What's this story you've been on about all morning?
So good. So a dog has been given authority over man.
I see.
No longer man's best friend, but rather man's master.
I see.
The dog, it looks to me like it's a golden retriever. And this is how it's all come about. I mean, I think I'm actually in favour of this. I think we should probably install mares locally as the, you know, as dogs.
Look, a big congratulations. First of all, take us through the process. How does a dog become a mare?
In Idlewild, we are an unincorporated town, and the Animal Rescue decided to sponsor the first mayoral election, but you could not run yourself. You could only run your cat or your dog.
So good. I mean,
so good we finally have a reason to press that button.
That and also, I think the politics of America have gone so far askew that they're now like, look, we don't know what's going on.
Well, like, she explained how a dog became mayor, and I think I have less idea at the start. They had a mayoral competition and only cats and dogs could register.
That was my favourite part.
And you could vote as many times as you want.
Because you were wondering, you're like, well, it'd suck to be the guy that lost to a golden retriever.
Yeah, I know, that's what I said before. I mean, like, imagine going down to work the next day or something. Oh, so how did the mayor go? No, I lost. Who did you lose to? Oh, a dog.
Who did you lose to? Fido. Simo and Jordan, 20 past seven.
Hey, Simo, have you ever been on a technology detox?
No, I've never actually partaken, but I didn't join Facebook, I think, until 2016. I was a late bloomer.
Wow, you are a late bloomer.
Late bloomer, yeah. So, but...
You're making up for lost time now, though.
As, well, I am, yeah, absolutely. But... An issue at the moment is, well, anyone in my family would say that, oh, these young people, they're just too horny nowadays, getting around, doing whatever they want. But now they literally are apparently growing horns in the back of their head.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
See what I did there?
I see. Very clever.
Basically, some Australian researchers come out and said that, well, young kids, the young generation, all of the time spent on the smartphones, on those little devices and hunched over means that somehow near the back of your head there, right, apparently some horns are stuck.
That would be your neck you're pointing at?
Yeah, it'd be... You know, some horns that are popping out that side. And we've got a friend of yours who is basically going to skip the horn issue because she's gone completely off technology. Maddie, good morning. We're having a chat to you because you've gone on, what does she call it, Jordan?
A digital detox.
Yes, guys, I have. I'm 1 week into my digital detox, which basically means I've deactivated Facebook and I've uninstalled Instagram.
Now, is it because of this new Australian research that you've partaken in? I've got it here.
New Australian research suggests some of our younger generation are literally growing horns on the back of their skulls. Scientists in Queensland discovered small bone growths believed to be caused by hunching over devices.
So are you worried about growing horns or something?
Look, this wasn't the inspiration. It just happened to kind of coincide with when I decided to do it.
So what was the reason behind it? You just got sick of social media?
I think I did. I think I did just need a bit of a break. Like, I found myself complaining about, you know, all these people I would see on social media and then, you know, they were always bragging or they were always just posting a lot of selfies, and I found myself then going, well, why am I still looking at their stuff? Why am I still paying attention? Why don't I just have some time away, see how I go? And yeah, it's actually been quite refreshing.
All right, Maddie, I want to get down to the nitty gritty of it. You're calling us from a mobile phone, which means that's not the complete digital detox. So what I want to know is, like, what is part of your digital detox?
Well, of course
detox?
She has to use a mobile phone for this. You can't use a messenger pigeon to talk to us.
Send a raven.
Yeah, no, good point. A few people have actually, yeah, they've kind of pulled me up on the technicality. So at this stage, it's just I've deactivated Facebook, but I can still use Messenger.
Yep.
And I've just uninstalled Instagram, so not on my phone at all. So, yeah, I could go further, you know, with just sending letters to people and not using my phone at all. But, yeah, for now it's just, they were the two main apps that I think I wasted too much time on, so just going to spend some time away.
Well, I mean, you've made the important first two steps. So basically, step three, again, it's just a really easy, simple one. What you do is you move to the country, grow your own vegetables and never be seen again.
Yeah, look, I don't know if that's next, if I just completely start a new life with a new identity, but, yeah, it's almost quite... Yeah, it's quite refreshing.
All right, I hope Maddie doesn't mind me saying, but she does have a crush on a particular footballer. Are you disappointed that you're going to be missing the Instagrams of him, particularly when he does those underwear photo shoots?
look, I appreciate you haven't used the name here, Jordan.
Who is it?
Look.
Which code?
I think that I've seen enough, you know, in the past, up until this point, of, you know, him in certain Bonds commercials and whatnot. I'm sure when I'm ready to end my digital detox, I will, you know, I'll quickly see what he's been up to. But he's a state away from me anyway. So, you know, I think it's all just a bit of a fantasy, really. So maybe it's actually helping me in a way. I don't see what he's up to. I'm just going about my life.
Cool. Wait, which code, Maddie? Which code? I just, let me spitball a couple of names.
Okay, so it's an AFL footballer is in Victoria.
Oh, well, okay, that doesn't
that narrows it down. There's about 20 teams in Victoria.
Yeah, well, I don't want to make it easy.
Oh, dear. All right, well, I got to get on the phone and call all these footy players. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Maddie.
Thanks, boys. That's it.
Never really over. over Katy Perry this morning, back in the charts with that one. It is Simo and Jordan hanging out with you for Snow FM at breakfast.
And now, Simo, I feel your kind of announcing of the songs and all of that. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, no offense.
It could be better.
It could be better. So I have texted an expert. She joins us a little bit earlier than usual.
Oma, morning.
Good morning, boys.
It is Oma Ida will be happening in the next 10 to 15. She's waiting and she's keen. You got those lyrics that I sent you last night, Oma?
Oh, yes, I do. Maybe not so tricky as yesterday, though. It's a very tricky song.
Well, it jackpotted as well. So it's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. You'll be able to score yourself a $20. So it's doubled. So $20 voucher to Mountain Munchies is up for grabs in the next 15 minutes. So, Oma, what we talked about, go for it.
We'll be back with Oma Idol after the words from our very kind sponsor.
So don't call me up. Mabel's Don't Call Me Up this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. It is Simo and Jordan hanging out with you in the midst of Oma Idol.
She did such a great job forwarding to the ads just before, didn't she?
Yeah, and she's here with us this morning. Good morning, Oma.
Good morning. It's so nice to say, boys. I'm happy to help you any way I can.
And it's been a busy morning for you, hasn't it?
Yes, so much busy, but it's okay. It keeps your Oma going.
You were fantastic before, Oma. We were talking a little bit earlier this morning about Cabbage Patch Dolls that are going for thousands online.
Here we go.
Was Simo ever a fan of playing with Cabbage Patch Dolls back in the day?
No, I don't think so, but I do remember he had a, what did they call it? Bratz dolls.
Oh,
he had so many Bratz dolls in every corner of his room. He used to do the hair and style the clothing. It was very nice.
We're learning so much about you, Simo.
I'm very good with hairstyles and I'm very passionate about it. I'm basically... what's Adam Sandler's character?
Oh, the
Zohan. That's basically
it.
Me.
Don't mess with the Simon.
Don't mess with the Simo. I'll get you. Oma, this morning, go for those lyrics that I sent you last night. This is for a $20 Mountain Munchies voucher. It's all thanks to them for Oma Idol.
Cause the players gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, hate, hate. Hate, hate. Baby, I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake it off. Shake it off.
Yeah,
fantastic,
well done,
as
Oma.
Always.
Thank you, boys.
I think I picked that one specially for you because I think you would do a good job with karaoke for that one, like maybe here at, yeah.
Oh, you're so nice to me.
Can you give us it one more time with a bit of gusto?
Yeah, really sing it for us, Oma, this morning. This is... Call now, 64572977, and score yourself a Mountain Munchies voucher if you recognize these lyrics.
Because the players gonna play, 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 and haters gonna hate, 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 hate. Baby, I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, do, 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 do.
Oh, Oma,
fantastic.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye, boys.
Snow FM at breakfast, and we have Elijah on the line this morning. Good morning, Elijah.
Morning.
How are you, buddy? You on your way to school?
Kind of, no.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No.
What year are you in at school?
Five.
It's a very big year. Do you reckon you know what the song is that Omar was singing before?
Yes.
Go for it.
All right.
Do you think it was?
What does he reckon?
Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
He's shaking it off this morning.
He nailed it.
Elijah with the Shake It Off. Nice work, Elijah. You've got hold of $20 voucher Mountain Munchies. Is Dad there with you?
Yep.
Now, what is this? Does Dad eat more chips than you?
Yep.
Elijah, have a great day. You are the winner of Oma Idol this morning. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Bye.
Bye.
Simo and Jordan hanging out with you.
And now, Simo, I've got a story here about a haunted tattoo.
A haunted tattoo?
They are two words I did not expect to hear together this morning when I woke up.
It's an interesting thing to
there you go.
If you have a choice on what to haunt, a tattoo is up there for weird for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that.
What? How? Explain.
All right, so I'll explain to you the story. So a girl called Maddie from California posted the image of her tattoo online.
Right.
With this caption. I'll explain what happened.
Okay.
So she said, a little over a year ago, my aunt unexpectedly had a cardiac arrest.
Okay.
According to doctors, she had died but was brought back to life 4 times.
Mate.
By the first... bystanders and first responders.
Yeah, which not by bystanders, just
by people who happened to be there
that knew how to do what. Okay, I'm with you. I was like worried that just a bystander would mean that someone had no idea what they did. Mm. That's why it took 4 goes.
Well, just luckily. Well, I mean, it worked and amazing for them.
That's
which is,
mental. Yeah,
I know, which is kind of the amazing part, which is kind of getting pushed aside.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
this
yeah.
Story
push that aside. Let's talk about the haunted tattoo.
Blah blah blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she went to hospital after she woke up.
Right.
She couldn't actually speak for a little bit.
Okay.
But they gave her a pen so she could write down something. Mm. She started scribbling down. I will show
what?
You the scribble. Simo, that is the scribble.
Okay, right.
It just looks like a lot of various letters.
Did you ever watch Mr. Squiggle? Turn it upside down.
Nah,
it still looks like gibberish.
Yeah, no, it still looks like nothing. So this Maddie then got that scribble tattooed.
Okay.
She claims, and to be honest, I can sort of see it. She claims that somewhere in there it says, it's real.
Okay,
so that was what her aunt scribbled after being technically dead for 27 minutes.
Yeah, that's weird for me.
To be fair, I can sort of see it. I mean, it's not the handwriting's not great, but I guess she was technically dead, so we can maybe...
Okay, now turn it upside down again. Still gibberish. FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Cooman Nissan. And tattoos. I've seen guys get tattoos of cars and things. Like,
yeah. Would you ever do that?
No, never. I don't know enough about cars.
What type of car? Like a Ferrari or like a little toy matchbox or something like that? Because they're very opposite ends of the spectrum.
Nah, I'd get a Transformer.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Optimus Prime.
Yes.
But this morning we have someone a little bit more experienced with a... You know, tattoos than you and I, because you and I are both clean skins, aren't we?
I mean, literally anyone. If I grab your pen and just write
ink
on
yourself?
My arm, I'm more experienced in tattoos than both of us.
You're experienced. Good morning to Joe. Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning. How you guys going? I'm good.
We are we're killing it this morning, discussing some tattoos that are more on the strange spectrum, Jordan.
Yeah, Simo says that you have a couple of strange tattoos. He hasn't told me what they are.
I wouldn't necessarily say strange, but I'll let her confirm.
Okay. I tell you what, you explain and then we'll decide whether they're strange or not.
So, well, there's
no
this
pressure.
One in particular.
Yes.
For kids at home, I recommend you don't get a tattoo when you're like 18 and... Things change, you know. Things change. Your likes, your wants, they change.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, my friend and I thought it would be a great idea to go and get matching tattoos of a certain Mika song.
I've got it here. Is this it? It's that one, right?
Yes.
It is a good song, I'm not going to lie. So whereabouts on the body is it? Is it on your arm or your leg or whereabouts?
It's sort of in the groin area, so it's not visible, which is good.
So, Joe, what would you say to, if Mika knew you had that tattoo, right, what do you think you'd say to him?
What?
What would you say to Mika if he knew, if he said, oh, you've got some tattoos of my lyrics, would you be proud to show him, I've got these tattoos of
I
your...
I probably would, hey.
Yeah?
That was a good time.
Because I've actually got him on the other line. Just hold up one sec. I don't have him.
Oh, I thought we did.
Did you hear the panic in her laugh?
I know.
I'm just like, no.
Joe,
no.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank
have
you.
A good day.